So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we heard yesterday, gave us a right frame of mind. He said in the Shikshasakam prayers, "My dear Lord, I actually belong to you, but long ago I gave up the shelter of your lotus feet and I fell into this material world, the ocean of samsara, where I'm subjected to so many foreign influences, so many, like someone who falls into an ocean and he confronts sharks and high waves and, yeah, and it's only a question of time when he drowns really and dies. So, and let our chanting be in that mood of the Shikshastakam prayers. My dear Lord, please accept me as your eternal servant in the safe shelter of your lotus feet." I see our Russian translation is setting up, Hare Krishna. So for now I just request you we approach this by just sit properly. Focus. We are here at Giriraj, and let us now chant the holy name and hear the holy name. Bhujam Prabhu said, if we hear one mantra, we are fortunate. I want to even make it more simple. If we hear the first Hari of the one mantra, we can start our good fortune. And from the first Hari, we will go to the trying to hear the entire mantra. For now, I request you to chant and put all your attention to the first Hari of each mantra. You will see that there is some magic in doing it. You will be very connected with the holy name. So let us chant together. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Go Bhaktavin. Start your japa now. First Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please try to bring the mind in contact with the holy name by always bringing it to the first Hari. You will see after some time it will be very easy for you to hear one mantra, then the next mantra, the next mantra. But you need to start somewhere, and please bring your attention always to the first Hari. Try your best. Oh, it just switches on this modus. I call it the dull modus. You know, it's just dull. But it's not with the practice of chanting. Lord Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita about this phenomena and also about the solution. He says, from wherever the mind goes due to its restless nature, in other words, he says, this is the nature of the mind. It is by nature restless, like water is by nature liquid. So wherever the mind goes due to its restless nature, one must certainly bring it back under the control of the self. So when doing japa, it's good if you are a little bit observant, so to say. Your first focus should be on observing or chanting or perceiving the sound vibration. Should just be with the sound, And then you should also see when the mind goes away, and you must catch it at that time, like a little dog who is on a long leash. Hey, this is the wrong direction. You're sniffing again in the garbage. No need. Come. So in this way, we pull the mind back to the chanting. There are two pulling activities going on. The mind needs to be pulled back, and in some ways we need, Prabhupada said it so nicely, we need to catch Krishna. In other words, the sound vibration, which is Krishna, we need to connect it, we need to catch it. And I like to think of it as Mother Yashoda, who ran after Krishna. Stay, stop. No. And Krishna ran. And she pursued him relentlessly. She went through the whole big palace of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna ran before the palace. Yashoda also ran with Krishna. Krishna ran out of the palace and through the houses of the Brijvasis. Yashoda followed him in order to catch him. And finally, she was successful and able. So as you chant, you must pull the mind back whenever it goes somewhere due to the restless nature and say, no, we are on the Krishna chase now. We are trying to catch the sound vibration of the holy name. And as you do this, don't be too forceful with your mind. You should be alert, but not try to force it like the mind will not like if you torture it. Sometimes you see always, and then you hear the sound of their teeth, and as they grind them together, some teeth break like diamonds, you know, and that is inflicting pain to our mind, our subtle body. We have to make him a friend. And please come with me, my dear mind. Come with me to Krishna's holy name. We have one more round to chant together. I would now like that we chant this really consciously together. And then when we are finished with it, we will take breakfast and a little rest so that we are ready at 9:30 to march from the Krishna Bhavan. Not march, we dance. We dance in procession through the beautiful land of Vrindavan, so that we come to our spot where we have our Kirtan day. All right. Please, now this is our last round together for this morning. Let us try to apply it. Bring it all, the mind always catch the first hari, and then you will see 50% of the work is done if you can catch the first hari. And stay with the mantra from then onwards. Everyone together, the Panchatattva mantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara. Can we do this again a little louder? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. I think by now you have completed the round. Yes? I thank you very, very much for your kind participation. Those who have not yet completed the round can stay for that 1 or 2 minutes which they require to complete the round. But Chanting is not so difficult if we wouldn't have this restless mind. So we have to only make him the friend. And this happens by two things. You have to bring the mind back whenever it wanders. And you have to give the mind a positive engagement so that it stays happily with the Hare Krishna mantra. The positive engagement is you just need to catch Krishna, or to put it in a more practical, pragmatic way, you have to really catch the sound vibration, Krishna in the form of the sound vibration. I will have another workshop. Yesterday, sorry, there was a lot of explanation, but the next one I will really try to give you some ways how you can catch the sound vibration. I wish you a wonderful day. This will be your second day of the Holy Name Retreat. Please be focused. There will be a longer noon pause for all of us, but for now, please quickly take your prasadam at the prasadam hall and let us assemble in the courtyard of the Krishna, of the Bal Krishna Bhavan at latest 9:30. We will in fact start at 9:30. It's good that you're there. We will go right next to Giriraj to a place in the forest where we will sing kirtan. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, and Giriraj Maharaj ki jai.